This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Good to be here. Glad to be with you every week behind the silver microphone. As always, honored and pleasure and proud to be here and to help you throughout your auto world. You might have had a really rough auto world this last week or this last month. Another month's gone by. Oh, yeah. Today on Auto World, we're going to not only have fun, we're going to go into the email bag, we're going to take your emails live, we're going to take your phone calls live, of course. But most of all, it's having fun with you and our Auto World family, all our great Auto World affiliate family radio stations out there. Thank you. Appreciate it. We're going to do some Auto World trivia, of course, throughout the hour here. But first and foremost, it's about saving you money and understanding what's going on in your auto world. So if you've got a question about where do I buy my car? How do I sell my car? What kind of product should I buy to put in the fuel tank? Maybe, Mark, they charged me too much, didn't they? Question like that. I get that a lot. A lot of us do want to know because we do not do this for a living, this auto repair or this auto detailing or just basically auto world. Do you do tires for a living? Are you involved with the cost behind the tires that you need to know what brand, maybe what model of tire you need on your automobile, your truck? Like last hour, Tim and Lori asked about shocks. I've been around doing it for 45 plus years, ASC certified master technician. What that means is I pay to take the tests, and you only get one time, one chance, ASE. Little blue star. I want you to look for the little blue star, ASE, in your automotive world, wherever you might be going. You can see that star in the detail shop, the brake shop, the tranny shop, of course, the auto repair shop. And that is a certification that you have to pass a test, written test, and they're tough. They make it tough, and we have to pay for them. So right now, AutoZone is actually sending out a little bulletin, and they actually, ASE sells kind of like it gives you a little bit of a clue what the test is going to be like. Multiple guesses. It's very tough, folks. So there's in every division of your car, there's a test. So I've been doing it for many, many years. And master technician means that I've got a lot of certificates under my belt, and I've taken the tests and keep taking them, et cetera. So with that said, and also being in the auto repair business for many, many years with the shop and all, and putting hands on. So we want to help you get your ride down the road correctly and keep the price down. So today, we're going to get right to it. Let's do it. Didn't get to it the last hour of Auto World. Let's go right into it. Your Ford F-150 is going on a diet. That's right. In 2024, the Ford F-150. It's been basically a flagship, hasn't it? It's been Ford's best-selling vehicle way back in the first day. The first flagship model was sold in 1948. The F-Series has been the top-selling pickup for Ford truck in the United States, actually, for 46 years straight. This kind of reputation behind that, you know, Ford plans on trimming the fat off the 2024 Ford F-150. What? Yeah, they're going to the production costs. They're going to maximize the productive part of building the truck and, of course, sales. Yeah, 2,400 fewer parts, period. Now, that's a diet, isn't it? And, in fact, Ford, folks, I don't know if you knew this, but, you know, you've heard about the 3D printing, right? The 3D printing machines. And a lot of you probably have them now at home. You can get onto the internet.com and buy your own 3D printing machines. Well, Ford has been putting and designing Ford parts with 3D machines, and they're starting and have been putting, well, how do you like a plastic water pump for your F-150? Uh-huh. made out of plastic on a 3D machine. They're bringing out more and more, getting rid of the weight of the aluminum. Oh, I thought aluminum was light, not like plastic. How about cast iron? Bye-bye. Yeah, it's gone. But, again, the 2,400 fewer parts than the 2023 models of the Ford F-150. So the 2024 is going to be a little bit lighter, 2,400 fewer parts. Yeah, you're probably thinking, is that going to be, maybe I'm not going to get my seat heater, Mark? Am I only going to have one button on my radio and the rest aren't going to? No, they're going to have all the parts and pieces there for you, but 2,400 less. I don't have the inventory list. Maybe I need to get that. That would be kind of fun. Get the inventory list and check it all out. But they're slimming it down. The Ford Explorer SUV is currently built with over 500 combinations of cable harnesses. I said it. The Ford Explorer SUV has been currently built, folks, with 500 combinations of cable harnesses to send electricity to and from the front and back bumper, if there's a bumper on it. They are going to trim that down. The 2024 model, they're aiming to trim that total down to less than 20. Thank you very much. And what I see here is what I'm thinking is, okay, you're thinking, oh, I see what they're doing. They're going to cut these parts out of there. They're going to trim all this down, Mark, like you just stated, and then that price is still going to go up north, and they're going to make more money. Well, yeah, probably. That's what they're in business for. But they're managing to save about $30 million per year after changing the materials of the front rails mounts. Just the front rail mounts and the exhaust manifolds. Now, the front rails, if they can cut and trim that down, they're going to save $30 million. An additional $11 million will be saved just by exhaust manifolds. Yeah, exhaust manifolds, just to get the exhaust out of your engine. Now, that's some real money. Yeah. As you know, money's money, and it takes a lot to make it happen. But maybe we should do this. You're right. Maybe we should ask, is the price going to be a little bit lower on every one of those Ford F-150s? Because I know they're up there around in this area where I'm at, Boise, Idaho, live in the Auto World Plaza, about $80,000, $85,000 if you want an F-250, F-350. And it goes up from there. Hopefully they'll lower the price on them. But yeah, they're going to go on the diet, 2,400 fewer parts. So, as a mechanic, a technician and all, folks, you too, I know a lot of you might be working on your own vehicle. You go from that many wiring, 500 combinations of cable harnesses down to 20. I really do believe they're going to make it easier to fix come time that it needs to be repaired and fixed. Let's hope so. That's just a little bit of a taste of what we're going to do today on Auto World. We're going to take your emails, of course. Got some more trivia coming your way. And also, five active safety features that another company, manufacturer, has got that on 98% of their vehicles to keep you safe. 98%. That might change your mind on, in fact, which brand to maybe purchase. I just hope that the car manufacturers, whatever brand that you might like, if it's Porsche, Lexus, Infiniti, Ford, Chevrolet, Stellantis, you know, the Ram. I just hope none of those car companies, and that's just a few of the car manufacturers that we all own and drive, but I just hope they don't cut the corners and cut the parts out of the safety word. We don't want that. No, not at all. Again, Yellowstone, bison, all over the road. Could a bison be coming to a road near you? What's this all about? We're going to find out. We can take your calls at 855-660-4261. Look forward to that. Also, you can use Facebook Messenger. Facebook Messenger. Address, my name, Mark Evans. Thanks for following me there. Instagram, you can get me on Instagram at Auto World Media. Of course, don't forget, I'm on LinkedIn. Mark Evans, good to have you here. Auto World Radio at yahoo.com is our email. Look forward. We're going to come back, take our first break, come back. All of that and more. Thank you.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. If there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay. body alive. Keep my mind on my load. Keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at five. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
That's a good time always, isn't it, to get out there and drive? Use that steering wheel that's round right there in front of you, and get going. Get some driving gloves on. Have some fun. You know, take a couple hours off and just go enjoy the roads and enjoy the smell of your fuel or enjoy the smell of the electrical that you have. It's time to get up another email. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. He's here. Yes, he's in the house. Sorry, Eddie, I'm going to take this live one. I've got a live one here that just came in. And we'll do the email bag here in a little bit, but we're going to go do this live one right now from Corpus Christi, Texas. Awesome. This is live that just came in on Auto World Radio at yahoo.com. I do honor all of you for emailing me and bringing me in your stories. We got some great, great, great stories this last week. So, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And before we do, though, I've got a little bit of a horns. As that Ooga horn there. A little bit of trivia before we go to Doug in Corpus Christi, Texas. What was the last year in which Ford cars had exposed horns? What was the last year in which Ford cars had exposed horns? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That is out there for you folks to answer it. Got a little great gift bag for you there. Got some goodies in there from our sponsors, and there's about 6,000 or 7,000 items in there. Hopefully your front doorstep is big enough to carry it all. Well, anyway, what was the last year in which Ford cars had exposed horns? 855-660-4261. Now let's go to our email here. Doug in Corpus Christi, Texas says, "Hey Mark, awesome show. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate that. I listen every week." Says, "Oh, hey Mark, awesome show. I listen every week. Well, I pulled the trigger after waiting 3 long years. Purchased a new truck, a 2023 GMC. Love it, especially the smell. LOL. Anyway, was wondering if there is anything I need to do right now and keep doing to keep this bad boy new. Your radio friend. Thank you. Doug in Corpus Christi, Texas." Well, let's do a shout-out first and foremost for our great Auto World. Yeah, there's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. Always got the grease on the axles. Shout-out goes out to KEYS, AM 1440, and also FM 98.7 right there in Portland, Mathis, Alice, Corpus Christi, Texas, and everyone in between and around. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, KEYS, AM 1440, and FM 98.7. Doug, great question. Great question. Nobody ever thinks they need to do anything with a new vehicle. I appreciate you asking, Doug. You got your pen and paper and pencil out? I've got a lot of things we're going to do to that new one. First and foremost, you got to check all the oils. All the fluids, let's put it that way. I want to make sure the transmission fluid's up. I want to make sure the engine oil fluid is up. I want to make sure the front and rear differential fluid is up. Yeah, transmission fluid, brake fluid, antifreeze is up. Yeah, even in the burp bottle, there's a minimum and a maximum on that burp bottle. I want to make sure those are all up. And a front end and a four-wheel alignment. I want a four-wheel alignment. Forget the front end. Four-wheel alignment, Doug. That's right. That vehicle might have only 2 to 3 miles on it, up and down the truck that delivered it. But you need a four-wheel alignment done. You really do, folks, on a newer vehicle. See, it went down the assembly line. All it takes is one oops by a robot and maybe even a human. And next thing you know, you're eating up the right front tire constantly over the next 50,000 miles. And you're saying, what is going on? I'm putting front tires on this thing. Or it could be the back tire. Front four-wheel alignment, Doug. Four-wheel alignment. You check all the oils. Fluids. Air and tires. See, sometimes all this stuff, it gets delivered to the dealer and they don't check anything. Hey, it's new. Why should I do anything to this one? But just keep it detailed and keep it clean looking so Doug will come in and buy it. There it is, right there. Look for things that look kind of off, Doug. And believe it or not, I want you to have it scanned. I know the engine light's not on. I know it's a brand new vehicle. Have it scanned. And I want someone to scan it. Can have the dealer scan it. And I'm saying all these things is because the dealer will do all these things for you, believe it or not, for free. They'll even give you a four-wheel alignment if you ask. Just point it out to them that, hey, this thing went down the assembly line and it could have one little camber bolt nut loose, causing it to eat tires up later. Do you want me to keep coming back to you to buy another vehicle? Like that 2023 GMC. I've experienced it for myself, Doug. Another thing I want you to do, too, to make it last a lot longer, I want you to grab some PB Blaster. That's the brand, PB Blaster. Not the one that they use to get the rust off the nut and the bolt, which I use a lot of, by the way, but I want you to buy the PB Blaster that's got the Teflon in it. Teflon coated. It'll say Teflon right on there. And I want you to get a rag, and I want you to spray the door hinges and the door latches just a little bit there. Make them last forever. These are just some of the tricks that make your squeak and go away right off the bat. Yep. See, just like the Jeep Wranglers. Yeah, I'll go there for a minute. They have these stupid plastic... Oh, the Jeep Wrangler is supposed to be able to get the doors off real easy. Not! You can't get the doors off. If someone would have sprayed a little bit of PB Blaster Teflon aerosol spray on them, you wouldn't have to pay me to chisel them out of there. Because you can't get the doors off. So that means a lot. Doug, appreciate it. But just overall, look at everything and make sure that they do a stage 1, 2, and 3. Stage 3 scan on engine and transmission. And that will also cover your ABS, anti-lock brake system. Get all that done right off the bat. That way you're knowing that it's good. And ask the dealer where you bought it to do that, because then it's on file. That VIN number is on file with your name on that truck, that car, that GMC that you bought. And then you know you're taking care of it before you even get going. And they know it too. And by the way, the last thing is the word recall. Believe it or not, there could be a recall on it right off the bat. So ask them. There's my VIN number. See if it has any service bulletins on it and or recalls. Service bulletins. Now I just gave all of you a key to the vault, because the service bulletin is the two words that we use in the automotive behind this service door, because we get emailed all the time from the manufacturers about service bulletins. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. From Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, send me an email address. I got a gift bag for you full of, I got a can of PB Blaster in there for you. Woo, yeah. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Thanks, Doug. We'll be right back. More trivia and what? The driver that did it over the Dukes of Hazzard.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. A Republican congressman closely involved in the debt ceiling negotiation says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's job is absolutely safe.
This speaker has been one of the best strategies we've ever had.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Garrett Graves of Louisiana said that any call to oust McCarthy from his role as speaker is not a mainstream position within the Republican caucus. SpaceX launched a fleet of new Starlink satellites into orbit early this morning from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station on the Florida coast.
And liftoff of Starlink 6-4. Go Starlink, go Falcon.
The Falcon 9 rocket carried nearly two dozen V2 mini satellites with four times the capacity of previous models. Game 2, the NBA Finals at 8 p.m. tonight. It's the Heat taking on the Nuggets. Nuggets lead the best of seven. NBA Finals now 1-0. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Smell the tire. Hey, coming up on the third hour, folks, we're going to be talking a little bit. I got a little bit of, I just want you to watch out for alligators. And you don't have to be in Florida for that, too. That's coming up on the third hour. Just something about tires and all. But I look forward to your calls, of course, every week and your emails, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We've got quite a few. We're going to go to the email bag, of course, here in a little bit also. But, hey, got that trivia question out there for you. What was the last year in which Ford cars had exposed horns? 855-660-4261. Of course, email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. So this is quite a unique story. In fact, Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard. It happened. It happened on a highway, and so this, I want you to first be aware of your surroundings and make sure that where you're driving is where you need to be driving, because what happened here is a lady that, empty tow truck, the ramp was tipped down in one side of the highway and was getting ready to get a car up on that tow truck, and it happened. Yep. Recorded on a body cam right there, the county sheriff. The accident occurred along Highway 84, where deputies were responding to a separate accident on the opposite side of the media there. And as one deputy begins to walk toward the scene of the accident, a Nissan Altima is seen speeding toward the tow truck ramp that was pointed, of course, up. parked on the other side of the highway. The car then launches itself through the air before hitting the ground and stopping in the upright stance. Well, according to the police, the driver involved in the accident survived but was sent to the hospital, of course, to receive care for serious injuries. She, driving this Nissan Altima, she literally vaulted. The police report stated that the Nissan Altima had vaulted approximately 120 feet from the tow truck ramp and hit another car traveling in the same direction upon landing. Careful out there, folks. Nissan Altima. Will the driver of the Nissan Opel face any charges? Well, they haven't decided yet what kind of charges to charge her for literally doing a Dukes of Hazzard off of a tow truck platform. Now, in your area, there is laws. Have you ever heard of the move-over law? Well, it was passed following an increase of fatalities of police, injury technicians, of course, and DOT workers that are responding to traffic stops, car crashes, etc., highway constructions, and everything like that. And so move-over law means that you need to move over. Just slow up, please. Move-over law, slow up. And if most of the states will charge you literally $500 if you do not move over. And they can pull you over for it any time. Okay, with that, let's see if we can get this trivia question answered. Let's go to Lee in Corpus Christi here on our hotline, 855-660-4261. Hi, Lee. Welcome to Auto World.
Well, hi, Mr. Evans. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How you been?
Good. I have a question. I have a question for you that you started to answer about a month ago and never forgot to finish it. Yeah, it was a question about a Toyota volume control and on a on the radio. And you mentioned if a guy had called in and another guy got you sidetracked and never got back to the subject. But you said it was an easy fix and started talking about it and got sidetracked. And I've been trying to get through to you ever since then because I've got a Toyota Sienna that does the same thing. And I was... really would love to know what the fix is.
Okay, now tell me, refresh my memory again, Lee. What's it doing?
Okay, no? It's a volume switch, and, you turn it, and it goes all over the place.
Volume switch in the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're saying it goes all over the place, that means that it goes high and then low in volume.
Yeah, it won't stay on the same spot, or it won't reach the highest level you're trying to do.
Right.
And you said it was a very common problem in the Toyotas. The guy called you about this had a Camry. I've got a Toyota Sienna van, minivan.
Oh,
and
okay.
It does the same thing.
Okay, now in the Sienna van, tell me what the switch looks like. Is it a toggle-type switch or a turnstile?
No, it's a round knob.
Round turnstile switch, okay.
Uh-huh.
And you're probably hearing some static, aren't you, when you turn it either to the right or to the left?
Well, yeah, it sounds more like it. Well, yeah, it's probably static. It sounds like it's in between stations, but,
Okay, so... this is a really, really easy fix, like you said, you're reminding me here. One thing you want to do, and this is, you have to have a rag, Lee, so we don't want a lot of it, but WD-40,
yeah.
Believe it or not.
PP Blaster.
Yeah, PB Blaster is a little bit too rough on it. WD-40, I mean, but you just barely want to spray some in there. So you want to pull the knob straight off. Yeah, pull the knob straight off, and you just barely spray a little WD-40 on there. I mean, just enough. But at the same, when you spray, then I want you to put the knob back on and turn it left and right, clockwise, counterclockwise, quite a few times. Okay. Now, there's a better way, though, and I'm trying to think. It's a red can. It's CRC is the brand of it. It's designed to be sprayed on electrical. I can picture it in the shop, but I can't spit it out with my mouth here. But it's designed.
Is it new control cleaner for electronics?
Yes, you can do that. It's electrical. It's electrical. So it's electro.
Yeah, it's for electronics. Yeah.
Yes, it's all electronics, and that's the best over WD-40. But here's one thing.
Yeah, I don't need WD-40. I can't stand the stuff personally. But
right, it doesn't last long, does it?
Uh-huh.
But No. But well, here's the first thing I'd like you to try, though, is do you have a little air compressor? And if not, no big deal. Yeah. I want you to go and literally, and you'll use it anyway in your office on your computer desktop keyboard. Go buy yourself a can of air.
Yeah,
you have some of that. We can buy that at Staples, you know, like an Office Depot place, you know?
Got it.
I want you, and it's got the needle that when you push the button down, you know, it shoots the air out of the needle. I want you to use that first. I want it to blow the dirt, the dust out of there. That's what's going on.
Oh.
Okay. It's
that
dirty.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Dirty. Yep.
Well, and Texas and all the dust, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, electronics is a magnet for dust. Dust bunnies all the time. Yeah. So, but if you spray the can of air with a needle in there, it'll get rid of the dust, and you'll more than likely be good to go again. But I actually we do that, and then again I can't think of the I'll take a picture of that and put it up on the website here because that's a great product. Electra, I can't think of the last part of the name on it, but it's for electrical cleaning and spraying, and we use that quite a bit. See, that's the thing. When you have something you use all the time, you can't think of the name of it.
Of course. It's like trying to remember your own phone number or email address.
Yeah, what's my name again?
I don't know. I forget it.
Absolutely. And that Toyota Sienna van's a good van. That's a good rig.
I'll tell you what, been the most wonderful vehicle. Golly. No, not an ounce of trouble out of it. Mm.
A lot of miles on it?
No. About 60,000.
Oh, you're just starting.
I know it. And it's 2014.
Wow. Haley, if you would hold on.
Like
yeah, that's awesome. Appreciate your call, Lee. We're going to take a little short break. If you would hold on, Axelrod Alex will get a little. I want to send you a little gift bag out, okay?
Oh, well, that's all right. I just wanted to ask, get to answer that question. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
and
Lee.
Thank you so much. God bless you, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate the call. We're going to take a short break, come right back, and talk to Mike in Idaho.
Bye.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Need to put a steering wheel cover on it. Hey, this steering wheel covers actually do protect your steering wheel if you're down in hot weather, parked outside. Boy, those carports sure work, don't they? If you're sitting down in Scottsdale, Phoenix area, Maricopa and all that, and the summer heat hits it, your steering wheel turns to jello. Hey, I wanted to get back. Lee, in Corpus Christi, Texas. Lee, I finally figured it out in the back of my file bank, my head here. It is a CRC brand, and it's QD. QD Electronic Cleaner is what we use. QD Electronic Cleaner, made by CRC, red and white can. So sometimes I just have to think about it a little bit more. So with that, let's go and help Mike right here in Idaho. Welcome, Mike. Good to have you along here at Auto World today. Mike, you there?
I'm here.
There you are. Hi, Mike. Hey, welcome.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Appreciate taking my call.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I got a 1995 Toyota Tacoma. It's got the 3.4 liter V6, and I had a new AC compressor put in it last year, about halfway through the summer, and it worked great. This year I go to fire it up, and it's not working. It was working intermittently. Had a mechanic look at it, and he said it was an AC compressor sensor. So I got the sensor, and then when he went to put it in, he said, oh, that doesn't have a sensor in it. It has what they call an amplifier. And so I know it's got to be some kind of electrical issue, I'm thinking.
Okay. So
I'm stuck.
Yeah. Yeah, and air conditioning is a little bit of money, you know, put some money into it if you've purchased an AC compressor.
Yep.
How many miles do you have on this, Mike?
100,000? Just shy of 300,000.
Okay. I'm glad I asked. So how many air conditioning parts have you replaced in that 300,000 miles?
That compressor, that was the first compressor that I put in it. And, you know, up until about 2 years ago, everything, I mean, it ran like a dream forever. I bought it when it had 90,000 miles on it.
Wow.
And, you know, it's been a really good truck. It just, you know, things start breaking and sensors and electrical issues and things like that. But it's my baby, and I have a lot of money into it.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say it. I can't believe anything's breaking after, you know, at 300,000 miles. I know. Mike? I think you just sold a whole bunch of Toyota Tacomas is what I think. Wow. Hey, that's an all-time record. Yeah, all-time record here in Auto World, you know, to hear that those numbers, that's awesome. So when I ask how many parts have been replaced, because there's quite a few, I want to make sure. So when you turn the air conditioner on, you do not hear any clutch kicking in, no click then?
No. You can actually, you know how the engine kind of hesitates when it hits?
Yes.
When it turns on, you can feel that, but it doesn't, it's not kicking out. You know, cool air.
Okay. So that helps a lot. So we have the...
And there's no... They checked it again for leaks and everything all over. That was actually repaired at one time as well.
Okay. The part that I didn't hear you say that was replaced yet is the receiver dryer.
Okay.
Has that been replaced? That is the silver canister.
Does not... Doesn't ring a bell, no.
Okay. Two things I want you to do, for sure, because you've got the AC, you've got the clutch kicking on. That means we have electrical power going to it. And it is kicking on, and you're saying you feel the motor vibrate a little bit. And you can look down there and have somebody in the driver's seat and turning the air conditioner on and off. And you should be able to hear the clutch, you know, kicking in, click, 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 all that. But with that kind of miles on it, What we got going on here, you have an orifice tube that's plugged up. All that is, Mike, is a really, it's inside the return line hose that is the AC condenser, is the part that's out in front of the radiator.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yes.
The line's going, the Freon has to go through the AC condenser. It uses the air to cool that Freon down. Well, right on the return line, which is the big line, there's an orifice tube in there, and all that is a metal mesh filter. I guarantee you this, after that many miles, that little bitty, I'm talking about the size of our pinky. That's how big the line is. Maybe a little bigger.
Right.
But inside that line, there's an orifice tube. It's plastic framework with a metal mesh screen. That is there to accumulate all of the metal filings that are coming out of your AC compressor.
Mm-hmm.
And if that little filter's plugged up at all, the Freon will not pass through. We need to replace that, and then I want you to replace the receiver dryer. That's the silver canister that's mounted over by on the passenger side firewall area. It's about roughly 8 to 9 to 10 inches tall, and the diameter of it's a really smooth round top of it. It's just silver. It's got a line going in it, big return line, big one, going in the top of it. That's the sponge. That's what absorbs all the condensation that's in the system, and I guarantee after that kind of miles, I see those completely saturated, the sponge inside that receiver dryer. I see them about 125,000 miles on the Toyotas that are completely saturated and it's full of water. We take them off, throw them away, and put a new one on. So you're pumping what you're pumping through there. This is why you don't have any cool air. You're literally pumping more water juice through the system than you are Freon.
Gotcha.
So we've got to get the the water out, the juice out after all those miles. And what I'm saying is that the sweat puddle that you have underneath your vehicle when it was working, you know, the lines frost up. See, it gets nice and cold. They frost up, and then it melts because the heat of the engine, and it leaves that sweat puddle underneath there on the passenger side, drip, 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 because it's melting the frost on the outside of the line. It's happening on the inside of the line too, and that's why they have the receiver dryer in that system. So we need the receiver dryer replaced. We need the orifice tube pulled out and a new orifice tube pulled. Put in there. I've got probably 400 of those orifice tubes in a little box kit. You know, like it looks like flies. If you're a fly fisherman, you know, there's that many of them. So I've saved so many air conditioning systems because the orifice tube's plugged. I just go right there, pull that line apart, pull the orifice tube out. It's completely plugged. Put a new one in there. But the main thing is too, though, you can go to AutoZone, O'Reilly's, Advanced Auto Parts, etc. I want you to take the receiver dryer out, but you're going to have to flush the system. And you can buy a can. You can buy a can that actually has AC 134 is the number for the Freon, and it's a flush can. Uh-huh. You just hook it up and push the button, and it flushes all the contaminants out. And what you do that, new receiver dryer, a new orifice tube, and then but you have to put PAG oil in there, okay? And it takes about 3 to 4 ounces of PAG oil, and I don't. Every vehicle has got a different PAG oil. It's just like it's an oil, and so you certain vehicles need a certain weight of PAG oil. And I don't have right off the tip of my tongue what a Toyota Tacoma, if it's PAG 30, 40, etc. You can ask the parts people to look that up on their computer, and it will tell them that you need 4 ounces, 3 ounces of PAG, PAG 30. And you just pour that in that line. That's the oil that lubricates that brand new AC compressor you put on there.
Okay.
So that's what's going on. You've got a compressor running, clicking, pumping water through that bad boy because the receiver dryer's completely saturated with condensation / water, and your orifice tube's plugged.
Is that something that the average guy can do?
You can. Yep. Just pair a needle nose. Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, let me put you on hold. Looks like the garage door's coming down on this second hour. I'll talk to you on during the break if you can. Appreciate it. Okay?
You bet.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to Mike. We'll get him nice and cold through the break. Look forward to seeing you on the third hour right here from the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe. Motor on.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.